Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You want to get your calls in? We'll get to you. We'll ask a few questions first, and then we'll let you guys in. So 786-360-0790, and also your text messages. Amber will read them. Hopefully she will not be reading any of the phony ones. 67974, you could text those in on the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line. Let's see if we can check in here with Jamie. Hey, good morning. You hear us good, Jamie?
I hear you fine. Good morning, guys.
Excellent. All right, so let's get right to tonight, all right? Chicago and Green Bay. And, you know, I don't want to go with the obvious guys. We know everyone's starting Aaron Rodgers, okay? We know everyone's starting Davante Adams. But give me some of the fringe guys for tonight's game who you think has a good matchup.
I tell you what, though, with Rodgers, I don't know if it's a slam dunk, just given the fact that it's a tough matchup against the Bears. So you may consider another option. I'll give you one in particular, Lamar Jackson. If you have both quarterbacks, obviously not a lot of people drafted a second guy with Rodgers, but I don't think Rodgers is so much of a slam dunk, just given the matchup against the Bears. I don't really love Aaron Jones either. Again, the Chicago defense is going to be real tough and playing in their building. So, you know, for the Bears, I think David Montgomery is worth starting this week. You know, I liked what I saw in the limited preseason appearance that he had in the first preseason game. But, you know, this Packers defense is going to be a lot better than it was a year ago. But I don't think they're going to stop David Montgomery from being a good fantasy option this week.
Like, I understand what you're saying, okay, about Aaron Rodgers. And he's going up against a great defense. Okay, fine. But Aaron Rodgers was likely the, I don't know, second or third quarterback off the board, right, in fantasy football. And I feel like that's how you lose leagues, when you're getting cute like that. And in week one, we're sitting the quarterback who we grabbed to be our starter.
It's a great debate. You know, do you play your studs or do you play the matchup? And, you know, a lot of people have different opinions on it. You know, I think in the case of the quarterback, there's so many good ones that it may be a point or two difference. Either way, you know, Rodgers could come out. He's been obviously planning for months to face the Bears defense. And even though there's a coordinator change because Vic Fangio is now gone and it's Chuck Pagano, you know, it's a lot of the same personnel, they're going to make things tough on him. So it's just a matter of where you think his ceiling is. If you think his ceiling is in the 25-plus point range, which is where he typically ends up, then you start him. If you think his ceiling is somewhere between 18 and 20, which is kind of where I have him, I'd rather start another guy or two if I have the choice.
You know what it's like? Like, I can live, if I'm in that situation, I can live with going with Aaron Rodgers tonight and Rodgers not having a great game and even my backup quarterback having a really good game. I can't live with it the other way around, that I decide to get really cute and Aaron Rodgers does what Aaron Rodgers normally does and I don't get, you know, it's like with the NBA draft where there are some people who, maybe Ja Morant or RJ Barrett are long-term going to be the better player then Zion Williamson, but you can't pass on Zion Williamson. You'll live with it if he ends up being a bust, but you can't be the guy that passes on him, you know?
You mean like taking Darko Milicic over Carmelo Anthony and Dwayne Wade?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, that was stupid. That was stupid. All right, let's look at the Dolphins this weekend, okay? Obviously, you like Lamar Jackson. Okay, fine. Is there anyone on the Dolphins side that you think is a good matchup? I mean, no more Kenny Stills. Devontae Parker was not on the injury report yesterday. Albert Wilson was a little bit limited, but he's going to be all right. So what do we make of the Dolphins' offense?
In leagues where you start a punter, I would start Matt Hack. That's about it. It's you can't start the Dolphins players against the Ravens. I mean, you know, who knows what this offensive line is going to look like? I know the Ravens' defense isn't the same because they've lost some guys, but it's still going to be a very good system and a good group. And so, Kenyon Drake is the only one that you can consider as maybe a flex option. You know, I like that Brian Flores is saying he's going to get a lot of touches. That's the way it should be. But really, against this team, with this offensive line, it's going to be really, really tough for any of the Dolphins players to make a lot of points.
And what about the other side? We like Lamar Jackson. What else?
Love Mark Ingram. You know, I think, again, you know what the Ravens are going to be. They're going to try and run the ball as much as they can. So it's going to be, again, a lot of Lamar Jackson, a lot of Mark Ingram. And I think, you know, if you're in a desperate need of a tight end, Mark Andrews, you know, was hyped up a lot, got a lot of good preseason buzz, or excuse me, training camp buzz, but did nothing in the preseason. I still think there's a chance to start him. Now, if you're talking more for daily situations, because I think in seasonal leagues, you're not starting Miles Boykin or Marquise Brown, they're two rookie receivers. I do think that both those guys have an opportunity to have some big play potential. So if you're looking for a cheap receiver in daily formats, whether it's DraftKings or FanDuel, I think you could take a chance on one of the Ravens rookies. But really, I think Lamar Jackson and Mark Ingram have a big game.
All right, let's get some questions in for Jamie. We'll try and get you in and out, get as many as we can. You could text in 67974, or you could ask him yourself at 786-360-0790. Let's give Rico a chance here. Go ahead, Rico.
Hey, how's it going, guys? So should I go with Aaron Rodgers or Phillip Rivers? And in a flex spot, should I go with D.D. Westbrook or Phillip Lindsay? Appreciate it, guys.
I like the two flex guys. You know, if it's PPR, I'd give a slight nod to D.D. Westbrook, non-PPR to Phillip Lindsay. Both have very good matchups in terms of what they're going to be facing. Lindsay, you know, had 100 yards against the Raiders last year, and Westbrook should do well against Kendall Fuller, the slot corner for the Chiefs. I made that decision myself, and I know Zazzle doesn't like it, but I'm starting Phillip Rivers over Aaron Rodgers. I just think there's a little bit higher ceiling for Rivers this week.
In all seriousness, why doesn't Phillip Rivers get the love? You know, every year he's good for 30 touchdowns. He throws very few interceptions. He's guaranteed 4,400 yards on the season. Like, why is Phillip Rivers always drafted as a backup in fantasy?
It really depends, I think, on the scoring, because in 4 points for passing touchdowns where he doesn't run and he's, you know, very immobile, he doesn't help you in that leagues, in those type of leagues very much. And 6 points for passing touchdowns, I think we're all waiting for the fall off, which, as you just indicated, doesn't really happen. At some point it will, you know, but I think you still look at him as he's one of the safest guys that you could wait for on draft day. And in a lot of cases, he ends up winning a lot of leagues because you build a good team around him.
Let's give Joe a chance here. Joe, go ahead for Jamie.
Hey, what's going on, fellas and Amber? Quick question for you. Do I go with David Njoku at tight end or Jimmy Graham? And then my flex, I have Deshaun Jackson. Should I put him on the bench and start McCoy now that he went to KC?
I think it's probably a little bit safer to go with Njoku, just given, again, the matchups for each team. The Titans are really good against tight ends, but I think Njoku is in a different spot because of the addition to Odell Beckham and how the offense will operate. I think Deshaun Jackson is going to be in line for a decent game. You know, the Redskins secondary is decent. It's not great. And I'm always a big fan of, you know, when guys face their former teams and have a little bit of extra motivation. And once upon a time, he played for the Redskins. So I think Deshaun Jackson can have one of those boomer bust type of weeks where he actually comes through and delivers a big game.
Turning to the text line at 67974 and the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line. Jamie, standard league, Aaron Jones or Duke Johnson?
I'm going to give Duke Johnson a slight nod. You know, I think the game sets up in his a little bit in his favor. You know, you look at what the script should be, where the Texans are likely chasing points in New Orleans. I think that works well for what Duke Johnson will do, catching the ball in the backfield.
Non-PPR, Josh Gordon or Sterling Shepard?
I like Josh Gordon better. You know, I think you look at how this game will go. Patriots like to show off their new toys when they get them, and, you know, Josh Gordon coming back. Edelman should be fine and play, but he's a little bit banged up with that thumb problem. So if they, you know, rest him at any stretch of the game, you know, Josh Gordon should have an opportunity to get a couple more targets. And if you go back to last year, when Rob Gronkowski did not play, he played 3 games without him. He had over 100 yards on average without Gronk on the field. So I think Gordon's in line for a big game too.
Howard or Ebron?
Oh, I got to go O.J. Howard. You know, I just like the setup for him against the 49ers. I can't trust Ebron without Andrew Luck right now.
D.D. Westbrook, Jarvis Landry, or Damian Williams for PPR flex?
Yeah, same thing, D.D. Westbrook. I think you're going to find, you know, and I'm sure if anybody saw the third preseason game against Jacksonville, Nick Foles is going to fall in love with D.D. Westbrook, and I think fantasy managers will also.
Rivers or Big Ben?
I go Rivers. You know, Big Ben doesn't have the best track record going into Foxborough. Obviously, a lot of quarterbacks don't, but I think Rivers, you know, home game against the Colts, that sets up really well for him.
Let's give John an opportunity here for Jamie. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Jamie, should I start Aaron Jones against the Bears, or you think Matt Breida against Tampa Bay's defense?
Yeah, this is one, you know, kind of, you know, tying everything in. I wouldn't get so cute with Matt Breida playing in a better matchup than Aaron Jones is going to get more touches. It is interesting because the 49ers listed Breida as the lead running back on their depth chart, but I don't buy that. I think Tevin Coleman's going to get the majority of touches there. But if you do have Breida, you should be excited about it because I think there are good things ahead.
More text, start Goff or Baker Mayfield?
Love both this week, but I go Mayfield at home against the Titans.
Is Brady a top 10 in fantasy, a texter asks?
That's a good question. He'll probably be right on the cusp, right?
He is on the cusp. He is for this week. You know, he's got, again, you know, he's got a 5-0 record against the Steelers in Foxborough. You know, I think Pittsburgh's defense will be better, but I think Brady's got a good shot. He wasn't that way for the season before Josh Gordon came back, but now when you have Gordon, Edelman, you know, we'll see what Demaryius Thomas does. The receiving core looks a lot better.
What do you make, Jamie? What do you make of the Jacoby Brissett situation? I mean, the Colts, they're clearly committed to him, at least for right now. They give him a nice little contract extension. But specifically for a guy like T.Y. Hilton, even for Marlon Mack, what do we make of that?
I mean, you know, you downgrade them, obviously, because the quarterback is not as good. But I don't think Brissett is going to be the tragedy that he was 2 years ago, you know, because the offensive line's better, the talent's better, the coach is better, he's better. You know, he got thrown into the mix after the trade from the Patriots, you know, right before the start of the season. So I think Hilton will still have some weeks where you start him for sure. I'm taking a little bit of a wait-and-see approach this week against the Chargers. And the same thing with Mack. You know, I think that offensive line is going to be so good that Mack will have a lot of great opportunities. I think it's just going to be a matter of game script and how that thing operates for him. How the game goes for him in terms of how many touches he'll get. So I think both guys are in the starter conversation this week, but I like Mack better than Hilton in the matchup against the Chargers.
A texter is asking that he was offered Beckham and Jacobs for Elliott, asking what do you think?
I mean, that's a good haul. You know, both sides. You know, you're getting the star in Elliott, who's, you know, thankfully back. And, you know, Jacobs is a little bit of a wild card, because if he comes out and is an absolute monster, then the Beckham-Jacobs side wins without a question. But, you know, you're always trying to get the best player, and the best player is Elliott.
Good job, Jamie. What can you plug on your way out here? What do you got?
Yeah, just check us out in about a half hour. We'll be on CBS Sports HQ getting your starts and sits ready for week number one, and then getting you guys ready for the weekend.
You guys have any wrestlers on again, or it was a one-time thing?
just Dave Richard, you know, our resident Ric Flair.
All right, that Eric Young loves that fantasy sports, huh?
He does. He's going to do a lot of stuff with us throughout the year, but he's great, you know, on the WWE and with his fantasy commitment.
Awesome. All right, take it easy, Jamie.
You got to take care, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.